This lady was known to back up her words with her hatchet. And that hatchet is still well known over a century later. In fact, you can come here to see it. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Medicine Lodge, Kansas, you'll find the home of Carrie Nation, a lady we know for wielding a hatchet and smashing saloons in her desire to end the evils of alcohol.
Well, she used the hatchet and rocks to smash the mirrors and what have you in the saloons. That became her signature thing.
John Nation shares the story from the place Carrie and her second husband, David, once called home. They even have one of her hatchets here.
She started selling little souvenir hatchets for 50 cents a piece to raise money for her ongoing crusade, then wrote a book and published little magazines, The Smasher's Mail, which are very interesting to read.
In fact, it was the proceeds from sales of those trinkets and her publishing and speaking fees that she used to pay the fines when she was jailed for her hatchet jobs. In the early 1900s, she busted up about 30 bars. But John says there's another side to her story.
She did a lot of good, actually, in the community as well. I mean, she helped poor people and got clothes and fed the poor and things like that. Just out of spite, though, I did drink a beer in her house.
She was occasionally accompanied by other ladies on her crusades. It said she would pray and sing hymns as she used the hatchet to destroy bars. She eventually left Medicine Lodge for Eureka Springs, Arkansas. She's buried in Belton, Missouri, but the museum here has much about her life.
Her home is a museum, and we've got her hatchet and her organ and several things that were hers, and it's a really nice place, so if you get a chance, stop in and see it.
In response to Carrie Nation's activity, some bars began erecting signs that read, "All Nations Welcome, Except Carrie." Traveling the countryside, in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.